Both the Browns and Steelers enter this week 4-6, and this Browns offense wants nothing more than to be productive on Sunday. Here's offensive coordinator Norv Turner with more.
They got penetration and knocked off our blocker, and the guy who tipped it was unblocked. I don't think you'd ever ask him to see that. He was looking out at Josh, and Josh was open, and it probably would have been a nice gain if the ball had not been tipped.
Seems like the protection had been better than it was last week.
I think what happens to you, you get in that game, and in those games you're talking about, the score was close or we're ahead. As we said, sometimes the run game does things to help you protect the quarterback, even though you're not getting great production. When you throw 57 times against the Bengals, you're going to have protection problems. And we don't want to be in that position, but we got in that position, and we tried to make the most of it.
About the pass at the goal line where Little was so open, is that something you'd like to see him loft it, or is that just
he knows. He needs to loft that ball, and it's a play that's we use in certain situations. We actually threw the same play to Brundage on the tight end the week before, Barnage, I'm sorry. And it's just another guy came open. He just needed to get a little more depth and put arc on the ball, and it would have been a different play.
Norv, last week you talked about how his ability to run keeps defenses on its toes, and of course he didn't run in Cincinnati. What was the reason for
that? Well, I think the biggest thing that happens to you is people get tape on you and they watch you, and at times he started to step up in the pocket. Cincinnati did a good job either having a guy there spying him, or their rush didn't run up the field quite the way Baltimore's did. So, every week it's a new challenge. And if you hurt someone with something like he did Baltimore with his running, Cincinnati did a good job of making sure when he stepped up and wanted to go somewhere, there was nowhere to go.
Did you call anything differently, or did he have to do anything differently because of the ribs in any way, shape, or form?
I don't think so. I think a lot's been made of that. You know, he was we had to buy, and he had the extra time. And things are going good, we don't talk about those things. When you struggle, everyone's looking for the reason. Cincinnati played real well. We didn't play as well as we had been playing.
Some of what was made of it was because of his answer when he was asked about it, when he said, "I can't touch it, I can't go there." Is he instructed not to talk about injury?
Not by me.
How well suited is Campbell to rally himself and play a good game against Pittsburgh's style of defense?
Well, I think the thing that, first of all, we talked about last week is, everyone's complimenting Jason on how he just is steady. He comes in here and he goes to work, and he's been a good role model for our young guys. And I don't think it's been any different this week. He's preparing to play a real good Pittsburgh defense, and it's a defense, obviously, that's a team that's in our division. We talked about that last week. I mean, you get to know each other awfully well. They know our players. We know theirs. It makes it very, very competitive, but Jason's getting ready to go play, and I expect him to play well.
Pittsburgh defense doesn't have the numbers it usually does. Do you see a difference from years past?
Well, what I saw, they started 0-4 and then had to buy, and then they were 4-2. They've been 4-2 over the last stretch, and they went through a period where they were giving up some big plays. They haven't given up as many big plays, and they're playing better defense. It's a lot of the same cast and characters, and they're awfully good, and they're extremely well coached. They always have been, and if you're going to make plays on them, you have to go beat them, and you have to execute.
You would think that since Horton is a disciple of LeBeau, your offense has seen the elements of that. That's got to help you in this game, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does. I think sometimes people play too much into that, but there's certain things that when we look at the tape, say, oh, yeah, we've seen that in practice. To me, it always comes down to, understanding what they're doing, and we try to do that every week with whoever we're playing, and then creating matchups and then winning the matchups. And I don't think Ray can help us win any matchups, but he has helped us in terms of going against the things they do and then having a little better understanding of their defense.
What about Jordan Cameron? Can you talk about how you probably need to get him a little bit more involved in the offense, and what can you do?
Yeah, my experience is it does go in, cycles in terms of who people are trying to defend. And 2 weeks ago it was it was Greg and Devon Best that had big games, and, you know, Jordan didn't have as many plays. You know, last week, I don't know how to characterize that, because obviously when the game ends up getting away from you like it did, you know, it's we were in a hurried up 2-minute type deal the whole game. So we need to get all our playmakers involved, and Jordan certainly has been one of our playmakers. You know, so I would hope he can be part of this thing.
Nor their sack numbers are down this year, but are they still getting pressure?
You know, with them, it's kind of what they choose to emphasize. And when they come after you and they pressure you, they can really pressure the quarterback. You know, they're multiple defense, but they still get a lot of hits on the quarterback. They, you know, they banged the quarterback, played Detroit, and they banged him around pretty good last week. And he was 19 of 47, so they harassed him pretty good.
Was it Obanaya's just turn in the Cincy game to get the more carries, the most carries? Or?
No, I think he was, you know, he was a little beat up that last two or three games before the bye, and I think he was healthier. He's probably, you know, gives us a mix of the physical presence and, you know, the quickness. So we obviously are in the same situation we've been the last period of time. We've got three guys, and we're trying to use each one as it fits to the situation and who we're playing.
Is this the biggest, all the places you've been coaching, is this the biggest challenge you've had as far as really a lack of a true number one running back?
Yeah, I've not been in this situation a lot, but, you know, I think our guys, I think our coaches, our offensive players, I think they're all managing the situation the best we can. And like I say, we have been effective in the run game in spots. We've been effective in the run game in our best games, obviously, late in the game, you know, I think we're trying to use it to keep as much balance as we can.
Did some protection problems kind of crop up in this past game that maybe you hadn't been seeing, and specifically, can you address the guard play too?
I don't think, you know, I think when you throw as many times as we did, you're going to, against Cincinnati, against a team that can rush the passer, you're going to have some protection issues. It's just they're too good, and you're testing them too many times. But I think our guys have been working hard. You know, obviously we got off to a slow start at the beginning of the year with our protection, but we've improved dramatically. And when we can keep the game in our kind of game, I think that's been one of our strengths.
Just a couple more questions.
Mike Tomlin was talking about Josh Gordon yesterday. He said the, you know, upfield vertical passes have been an Achilles heel for their defense. What's the key to getting Josh involved in that, like you guys did last week, and maybe even more?
Well, we you know, it's that same thing. We lodged their tape, and the guys that have gotten up the field on them are pretty good players, you know. And we need to find a way to make some big plays. We got one in the second half. If we had not played the way we did in the second quarter, you know, those are the kind of plays that have helped us stay in games or helped us win games. So for us to go have success offensively, we need to find a way to get some big plays. You know, along with playing better on third down.
Who are the players who kind of jump out when you look at the tape of their defense, guys you have to account for?
Well, it starts with 43, you know. I mean, he's just keeps going. I know he missed some time last year, but he, you know, I think everyone who plays against them knows it starts with him. And then they're solid all the way across. I mean, They're obviously they expect to get Woodley back, and he's a lot to handle. I think they're just a very, you know, solid, very talented defense.